Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater Show. Why are you counting me down? Like, what was that for?
Like television.
I was talking.
I know, but I was already, my mind, that's what's going
to
happen.
I thought you were going to do something dumb at the end. When it got to one, I was like, oh, God.
No.
I was being counted down by Chesco, even though I was speaking.
It was a video delay. I did it before you started.
As there's clearly no visual delay. Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
Hey.
Oh my God. Visual prank. The Phantom is here.
This isn't me. It's the Phantom.
Hello. Oh.
This is how the Phantom talks.
Is it?
The Phantom of the Opera is here. Inside.
I will not be your Christine, and I need you to know that.
I don't, you know, do you want to hear something embarrassing? As a musical theater, I've never seen Phantom of the Opera. I'm going to see it live later this year.
I've seen it so many,
I've heard all the music a million times, but I've never actually seen.
I've seen the Gerard Butler version. I saw it on Broadway. I was very shocked because, like, the musical version, he's very, almost angelic. He has, like, a beautiful, like, just like ethereal voice. And then, of course, there was the Gerard Butler version, which was like, sing once again with me. Like, the rocker version, which I loved. I was a big Gerard Butler fan, which is odd. Okay.
I want to see it. I'm going to see it live. It's going to be at the Pantages, and we're going to get tickets to go this year.
It's good. I mean, the whole idea of it as you get older is a bit odd because it's like, I'm your dad. Just kidding. I am in love with you. You should come into my dungeon.
I do have a favorite Phantom.
Who?
Even though I've never seen it. Ramin Karimloo.
Who?
Ramin Karimloo. Or Ramin. Ramin. I think it's Ramin.
Karimloo. I don't know.
You don't know who Ramin Karimloo is?
Sorry. I'm really bad with actors' names.
He's like arguably the best Broadway singer of all time. Arguably. You could literally say 10 different people and put and make a good case for them being that. But, like, his voice is pretty good. Like, it's like one of those ones you're like,
God damn.
Like, the way it's just, I would say, you know. Do you have a favorite Broadway actor?
Broadway actor?
Yeah.
I still like Idina Menzel. I know that's
a
cliche one, but that was like the first time I heard somebody's voice and I was like, can people sing like that?
Is that allowed?
I was just like, sweet Jesus. When she could, like, her belt, how like far she can belt. Like, it was just, and like more, oh God, Maureen, just the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, and that was when she was in Rent because, you know, Gay Awakenings and things.
Right.
I was like, oh, the Take Me or Leave Me. I was like, what is happening? But I'd never heard anybody sing like that before. So I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Audra McDonald is good too, obviously.
But. Aaron, I'm so bad with saying their names. I always like know their, I've read their names on like, it's Aaron Tveit. T-V-I-E-I-T.
I don't know.
His amazing voice, like Norm Lewis. Have you heard Norm Lewis? He I really enjoyed his. He played Javert. Not Javert. No, it's Javert. Wow, oh my God, I'm like losing all.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, Javert. He played Javert on Les Mis.
Ooh.
Javert. He played a bunch of other stuff too, but that's one of my favorite ones of his. I know them all from like clips from YouTube because I'm in California, so I don't get to go to Broadway and actually watch these things. But yeah, Sutton Foster is one of my favorites just because when, I'm talking about just purely from on stage.
My face immediately drops. Hugh Jackman, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I wish she wasn't connected to it.
I know.
Because now people don't even recognize her talent and are like, oh, you know, Hugh Jackman's new girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, when I started dating my wife, she was playing Thoroughly. She was playing Millie, and that was right after Sutton Foster's run in Thoroughly Modern Millie, and so that's why.
She's talented. I'll give her that. I didn't enjoy their clearly PR stunt swimming shoot that they did.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, they're like, once I picked up on how often like the celebrities call the paparazzi on themselves, like anytime, like. And they have, like, a movie coming out or something. You'll see them do a stage type of shoot. And, like, there's one with him and Sutton in the water. And they're, like, hugging and the way they I'm like, bitch, I've been in the ocean before. When you are, like, beat by waves. Like, nobody's just, like, gallivanting in the ocean, like, by themselves. I was just like, stop it. You're looking it up, aren't you?
No. Oh, maybe.
Oh.
What? Was I Googling it? Yes. No, I'm not. I'm here. I'm back in the show.
You can see it. Look at it and tell me it's not staged. How about that?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It does feel very much like here are our poses. Yeah.
I know. I was like, I haven't seen photos of myself from like playing on the beach.
I know.
That is not what it looks like. But, you know, we'll let that one slide for right now.
I don't. Also, Leo Butts. You know the guy, Leo Butts.
Butts.
He doesn't get enough credit for being an amazing singer, too. He was. Yeah, I think he was the first one in Wicked to play the prince.
I'm just kidding. Butts. I don't want it, that.
B-U-T-Z. Just so you know.
Well, that will help.
But I was sad he didn't have any sort of a cameo in the movie. Because he was, you know, all the rest of them got it. But no love for Norman. No love for Norman. Did I say that in a pre-show? I was watching a like a montage of all the guys that played Fiero. And I'm just like riveted. I was like, I'm not turning away from a single one of these. I'm like, am I? I really, there's something about like powerful performers that I just find so attractive, regardless of gender. Like, I'm just like... that is the most like genderless attraction I can feel towards somebody is when I see someone like rock a performance on stage. I'm like, that was you're amazing.
I'm in love with you now. That's fair.
Yeah. So this is our first show after of the new year, even though this will be the second show of the new year that people are hearing. Because we recorded an episode and forgot.
The holidays got us.
Our kids are home.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah. And I don't mean like our kids, because people always are like, you guys are married? That's your wife, right?
Why are you in separate rooms? Yeah.
Our separate children in different states to different spouses. We are married to both to a woman. So
there's that.
There's one thing we have in common.
The only thing we have in common.
The only thing is that we both like women. After I went on a tangent of saying how attracted I was to.
To men.
All the Fieros.
That's a separate category.
No, I do think
women and Fiero.
Yeah, I'm attracted to women and Fiero. Mm-hmm. That's my sexuality.
Hey, I'm attracted to imaginary men, like characters. But if I saw them in real life, I'd be like, ah!
Yeah, ooh, no.
Get away from me. So, it's okay.
So, yeah, we're back. We're back, baby!
We're back, baby!
So, we are going to make sure we get a weekly show out to everybody this year.
Yes.
That's our promise.
Will we stick to it?
Who knows? Yeah, that's the goal, though. The goal is to have a weekly show, and even if we have to have, like, guest hosts, we'll treat this like a real podcast and not just like a... something that Reagan and I use to excuse having a two-hour gossip fest talk for rant fest online therapy sessions every week.
So true. I would love if you did an episode by yourself, because I just can't imagine how it would unravel.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I need you to keep, like, or needs another person to, like, bounce stuff off to. Because I could talk. Could I talk for an hour? Yeah.
Yes.
But like,
where would it end up?
I don't know. It wouldn't be about the topic.
It would not be the topic.
No, we would leave the topic very quickly.
It would end on childhood drama.
Yeah. I'm crying at the end of it. Just
you would too.
Yeah.
Like, anyways, that's our show. That's my show. Don't that's tell anyone I said that.
Love you. What are we talking about today, Reagan?
I actually don't know. It's your video.
Today we're talking about someone has a strong opinion about why women should be the ones proposing.
Oh.
Theme song!
You want bad advice, man? I'll give it out gladly. I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't. Like, no, you don't.
I got some good advice for you.
No, you don't.
Like, no, you don't. Shit.
Ooh, boy. Which, hey, I've seen a lot of videos of women proposing lately.
Yeah, there's something I want to point out after we play it for the audio listeners. I want to explain something that I think is a funny observation about this video. Okay. But anyways,
want me to play it?
I send it to you.
All right.
I genuinely believe women should propose to men. Here's why, okay? Look at what a girl gets to benefit from getting my hand in marriage. The question is, what do I benefit? What do I get? Right. If you look at it on paper, I risk losing half of everything I own. I risk having to pay spousal support, child support if it doesn't work out. So like, I'm going to go ask the woman to then have me by the balls, because if she walks away, I lose 50% of everything. Does that make sense to you guys? No. So women should prove to the man why you could trust her with having access to 50% of everything and a certain percentage, by the way, in California, it's almost 30% of your income for life. Okay, for life. Why? Why would I do that? You know, all the richest women in the world, all the billionaires, with the exception of like Taylor Swift and three others, okay? Every female billionaire became a billionaire by divorcing a guy. So why would these idiots, men, go propose to a woman who literally risks it all? You're risking your entire life's work for marriage, so I'm going to beg her to take all my shit? It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Women should propose to men and prove to men why they should even give them access to their world.
I guess first off, to answer his question, he absolutely should never propose to a woman. I think we're all in agreement here that
you know
he
what? You're
should,
right.
In fact, you know what, buddy? It's not worth it. You stay away from women as long as possible. You wait, and then you get it. So my favorite observation about this video is like he's talking with his phone. He's like, look what I have to offer. And he points it to his house. He's like, the only thing I have to offer is nothing about me. It's like, look at all that I have to offer. The camera goes away from you.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's not his house. There's a bunch of dudes there.
Yeah.
In the background, there's a bunch of men. I wouldn't be surprised if he like lives with people. Do you know who he is?
No.
If he like lives with people or they've rented it out for content.
Yeah. Would not be surprising at all.
Because I'm like, why are there all these dudes in the background?
Right. Well, that's who he really wants to marry. That's who he wants to spend his time with.
You know what? That is his dream woman.
I really do think a lot of these videos, I just might start responding to, why don't you guys just kiss each other? It was two guys just like, just kiss each other. That's what they want. You can sell. I hate women. I hate women. I hate them.
Come here, Brad.
Brad, let me just talk to you. I love you so much, Brad.
I saw this interview, and then we'll get back to this video.
Yeah.
I saw this interview of this guy, and he's like, ooh, what would you do if you had a woman's body for five minutes?
Oh, I saw this.
Or whatever. You had a woman's body for a day. And the guy was like, oh, he had an accent. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, I would, you know what I would do? I have a bunch of single guy friends. I would let them play with it. And it was like, wait, you want to have sex with your guy friends? He was like, back like, because I'm a true bro.
I feel like that I thought was pretty funny. I actually thought that was like, I couldn't tell.
He was serious.
Because I didn't respond to that one. I was like, it feels like he's trying to be really funny, but you're right. I think there's a grain of truth there.
I don't think he was joking.
You don't think so?
It's like, you're in the body, man. So also, wait.
Oh, I wish.
I'm like, did you just come out?
Yeah. I was like, hey, man. You know, like there was have you ever seen that one song that was like, if gay guys like butt sex, we have the same bodies. So it's okay if straight guys like butt things too. Or so it's like that guy from, have you ever seen, hold on, I got to find it now.
No, I don't know that I want to hear it.
No, it's a comedy thing.
I shudder to think what you're looking up.
I know. I'm worried. My
it's like butt stuff.
I put like if gay guys like butt stuff, and that's
your algorithm's really about to change.
It immediately went to something I shouldn't.
That's okay. I was looking up the butts guy, and butts came up.
Anyways, yeah, I think it's one of the Try, like Grant from the Try Guys. Isn't that what his name? Or it's not Try Guys? No, it's not.
I don't know the Try Guys. Or I know them, but I don't like them, so yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe it's not from the Try. I don't know. I mix up all the white comedian guys.
Most people do. It's not gay to do
like,
butt
if
stuff.
If gay guys like butt stuff, then we shouldn't. I don't remember what it was, but it's funny.
Thank you for bringing this up.
Somebody comment with what I'm talking. I know there's at least one person that knows what I'm talking about. And it has the capability of being like, oh, yeah, that's why this one's saved. It's on my favorites.
Oh, man. What was the point of the song?
The point was like, hey, buddy, if you let, you know, you have the capability of fucking your friends.
If they also want
you. You can let them hit. Yeah, if they want, no, offer it up. But hey, guys, you know.
It was just like, it was so funny because he was like trying to come across as like red pill, like, like,
that's what I thought, buddy. It had to be a joke maybe it wasn't.
I don't think it was. He looked really serious. Like, I think he thought it was saying like, I'm one of the bros. I let almost like if you had a woman that you'd offered up to her, but it was like, you're the woman in this case.
In this scenario, that is your body. This is not you becoming another woman. It's if you personally...
Oh,
we're
God.
We're alone for that day.
That's a slip, I think. Yeah. A little, that revealed a little bit more than I think he intended to, because the guy who was interviewing him was like, oh.
I really do think it's a new campaign. Kiss your bros. Stop harming women, man. Just kiss your bros.
Kiss your,
Stop, like, you clearly don't like women.
You hate women. Maybe you like men.
I do think a lot of these guys are, like, there's those, that data that shows, like, some of the most hateful.
I mean, a lot of the most anti-gay people are gay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't want people to think we're casting it off like, oh, you're gay. But it's I think, I truly believe that sometimes men hate women so much and want to be men so much, envy men, like envy men's bodies, think about men's bodies. There's a point at which it's like
And there's nothing. We're very pro-gay. Right?
I know I am.
Yeah, I know. I mean, hey, apparently me too with Fiero.
Yeah,
But like, there's nothing wrong with it. Just like, if your choice is like to like be in these miserable relationships where you're harming women, or just kiss your bros. You know, just kiss your bros. You know,
It makes you wonder, like, if you can hate women that much, are you attracted to them?
Right, right. That's always been, like, where my mind goes. I'm like, there's a reason. Like, I like women. Like, of course, like, I'm attracted to women. So, of course, I also want to be friends with women because I like women.
It's almost like I'm attracted. The only thing I am attracted to is, like, the physical form. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. But everything else about being a woman, I hate. It's like,
That doesn't track to me though. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't understand it.
No,
I love women. I couldn't be me.
There was somebody I got called a pick me in real life the other day because I got on Threads. I mean, not really. It's still Threads. It's still on the internet.
Threads.
But it was somebody said, why don't men have lesbian friends in the same way that women have gay friends. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my best friend's a lesbian. We have a podcast together. And it was so, like, there were, like, one, it was the joking, like, pick me call. Like, okay, fucking Chesco, we get it.
We get it. You're the best.
You're not like the other men, right? One person was like, you don't count.
Yeah, well, it's also because as a lesbian, mm-hmm. like, more often than not, the way that, like, straight men will try and bond with me, mm-hmm. unless they're, like, actively have unpacked, you know, their shit, mm-hmm. they'll try and, like, bond with me like a misogynist. Like, they'll try mm-hmm. and, like, talk about women. Like, yeah. And I'm like,
oh, you like women, so you must also hate women.
I know we've talked about it, but I'm like,
since you're sexually attracted to women, you must also hate them, right?
I'm that's like, the, oh, that's no, that's, and I've actually said that to them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I yeah. don't do that. I'm that's not about that. That's wrong.
It's almost like you know what it's like to be the victim of that kind of mentality.
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm mm-hmm. like, I am a woman. I don't hate, yeah. like, yes. But I think it's like gay men and straight mm-hmm. women have a different.
Yeah. No, they absolutely do.
Yeah, to like mm. energy. So, and it's also like straight men often are misogynist, and that reflects mm. in the way that they treat, even if you're a lesbian.
I've had a lot of close friends that are lesbians throughout the years, though. I mean,
pick me a clock.
No, but I mean, it I don't know. Most of my friends are women in general. Like I, but my two best friends in the world for most of my life have been mm-hmm. men. So it's not like I don't have male friends, but.
I mean, I think in my experience, mm-hmm. lesbians are very quick to pick up on, like yeah. misogyny, especially there's like, I know a lot of lesbians who are mm-hmm. very selective about the mm-hmm. men they like let in their circle. And mm-hmm. it's like, if you're outside of it, like even me, like I was, when I was dating men, I was like so mm-hmm. in the midst of everything with men. And mm-hmm. once I was out, like, it's like I could see things so much clearer. Like right. it was much more easy, like easier for me to identify like bad behaviors and misogynistic behaviors for men. Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of lesbians are really quick to see it. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have like they're not attracted to men. So there's not like, right. it's not playful or fun. Like right. they're like, ooh, I don't like right. that. And so I think it's much harder. Like, I mm-hmm. think they're quick to be like, oh, nope, misogynist. Bye. Bye. Mm-hmm. Get out. So right. yeah, that's what
no,
I,
that makes sense. And I do think it goes back to the whole men not understanding how to have any sort of intimacy that's not sexual intimacy.
Yes.
And so it's like, if you can't, like, you have to have, be able to have platonic friendships with anybody that doesn't go over it. And if they're not having any platonic intimacy with their male friends, mm-hmm. then they also don't know how to have it with a woman that's not interested in them. And so that ends up, yeah.
I remember when I had like this best friend from work really mm-hmm. liked this guy. Like we were like you know, like banter, like back and forth right. joking. Like he was like my favorite person to joke around with. And then, like, one day we were going home, and I distinctly remember this. We were, like, in the elevator, and he was like, you know, if you weren't gay, by the way, fully, I don't know if he was engaged, but he had a long-term girlfriend, and I also had a long-term girlfriend. Right. And right. he was like, yeah, if you weren't gay, we would be the perfect match. And I was like, what the hell?
Right.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah. Because he doesn't say it. Has he ever said that to one of his guy friends? You know, if you were a woman,
we'd be great.
We'd be great together.
Well, it's almost like the only thing that's keeping us apart is yep. that you're gay. It's like, no, actually. No.
So there's more to it than that.
I can give you a list.
Yeah.
But it's so, yeah, it's almost like even if they're not actively sexualizing you, they're thinking about that. What the potential would be. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they're not trying to turn you, per se.
Right.
They're like, well, if you were. I get that you're gay, but if you weren't, we would be really good. That's not the first time that's happened. And I'm just like, what the hell are you even talking? Like, why are you even thinking of me that way? Please don't. Also, that's very weird to say when you have a partner. They'll say, like, it's very common to hear weird things like that. I'm like, I don't. No, I'm good, actually. Have you seen the clip? It was like, there's the Italian. It's like a British. Hopefully someone knows what I'm talking about. It's a British news show.
Today's game is us. We vaguely describe so, random
you tell TikTok us. Clips. But you there's this guy who's like, he's Italian and he's he's the chef and he's always saying crazy shit to them. He's like, what are you talking about? And this girl, this one of the hosts is eating something he made. And it's like, I think it's like mac and cheese or something. And she's like, you know, if there was bacon in this, it would be more like a carbonara. And he's like, if my grandmother...
What do you mean?
No, he goes, if my grandmother had two wheels, she would have been a bike. What are we talking about? I die every day. She would have been a bicycle. Like,
I am part Italian, so I'm allowed to do that accent.
I guess I should. I'm just trying to, I'm trying to do it justice, but it's so outrageously funny. And that's how I feel about it. It's like, yeah, okay. Well,
I guess I'm doing, New York Italian here too. I'm also not doing a,
what?
Sorry. I'm doing like New York Italian.
I know. He was Italian. Mm. But it makes me laugh because it's like, what does this mean to you? Like in your head, is it, I do think a lot of guys like to have a weird
fantasy. What are you saying?
What are you saying to me? I do feel like they like the fantasy of like, oh, I could get you though. Right. If you,
I could turn her if I really wanted.
If you weren't gay, we'd be together. Wrong. Mm.
Yeah. There has to be like a whole genre of like men that think that they could turn some with the right. They just haven't found
I've had
the
people
right.
say it to me. Yeah. Yes. I'm like, that's a have you met women? You're right. Gonna compete with a woman.
By that logic then, could any man do you think any man could also be turned? Like if you find the right, like you know, by a gay man, could they turn any man? You know, if you it's only for women, it's only women that are lying about their sexuality. That could turn
you
on
mean
a whim.
Them?
That's what I'm saying. If you truly believe that anybody could be with it, you know, and that way could be turned, quote unquote, then could you also, John?
Could you be, you know, Chad? Could Chad? You be turned?
You know, if the right guy came along, and what if he's like, I mean, yeah, probably.
Maybe. I'm like,
I probably could. Right. So, well, at least you're consistent. So I never tried it, but I mean,
I haven't met him yet.
I've thought about a lot. You want to see my search history?
Don't check my browser.
You want to see my search history?
Yeah, I can't get over, like, there's so many of these fucking bros that, like, go to a content house and either live together. Like, I would bet this is, like, an event. That they're like, and no, I'm going to walk around and pretend this is my house. I mean, people have been busted. There's this guy who, did a video of like, I bought this apartment and it was like this huge like suite, like almost like a floor level. And there's a YouTuber named Gunner. It's irrelevant, but he has a background in real estate. I don't know. I don't know how he got here. Anyways, so he was in real estate and he recognized the apartment or like the suite, whatever.
No kidding. That was
and
being
so, what do you call it? It's not an apartment when it's like a huge. Condo? Yeah. I guess. Whatever. It was like a $5 million
property.
Yeah. And so he recognized it because it was he's from Miami and it was in Miami. And he like called them up. He's like, can you buy any of these properties? And they're like, no, these are exclusively for rent.
Yeah.
And so like there's so many of these dudes. Yeah. Like what on what like what world? Or it's the same people who like will film in fake jets. Like where you're filming, like, how can you sleep at night? You're filming yourself somewhere that's not yours. And you're like, this is my house.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not feel shame?
I mean, it's all about the scale. But I think it's with some of these guys specifically, kind of related to like these like red pill kind of misogyny guys that you do this though. It's they're so used to lying about the aspects of their identity, and there's that it's like no, this is fine. Like, what? This is no different than me wearing lifts in my shoes and pretending that I'm 6 feet tall. Right? How is that any different? Like, is it any different than me, like, telling people that I make $1 million a year when, you know, I'm still living in my mom's basement? Like, it's the same type of lie.
That's such a good point because, obviously, I don't like lying. I'm not a good liar and I don't lie.
I'm
but, like, because that's what I think to myself. I'm like, how do you not, like, feel bad about lying? But you're so right. I mean, they're constantly lying. They're lying about who they are. They lie about how much they make. So it's like, what's the difference? Now I'm just lying to, on a bigger scale, to more people.
If I could lie, I'd be unstoppable. my main issue with being a bad liar is that I forget so much. Like, if I'm not, I have to tell the truth for consistency because I forget things all the time. Even for, like, I remember when I lied to, like, a teacher about why I was, like, absent one day from class back in college. And they said, they asked about it. And I was like, what are you talking about? And luckily it was, like, it was not a big deal.
Yeah.
It was in those moments where I was like, fuck,
who said that?
In my mind, it was like, my mom was like, what, who do you think you're talking to? And it was like me, like, then it was that click of like, oh no.
I lied.
She's fine. Or like, my car is okay. I think that's what it was. I think I lied about my car, getting into a car accident.
Oh my God.
It was fine. It was like a minor accident, but yeah, that's why I had to miss class today. They're like, how's your car? I was like, how's my car? My car's fine. About? I haven't driven my car in like a week. I live on campus.
I cannot lie. I'm a horrible liar. Yeah. Like, if I even have an interaction where I perceive that maybe I was seen as being rude to someone. Mm-hmm. Like, I just didn't make the, like, I'll give you an example of something really stupid I did.
Mm-hmm.
I, one time, was at a restaurant and the waitress was really overwhelmed and she had like this big plate of glasses and she was like wobbling. I thought they were all gonna fall. And I like reached to grab one of the cups without thinking of like the weight distribution on the tray. And she was like, no, don't do that. And I didn't even do it. And I still think about it to this day. I was like, oh my God, that was so terrible that I did that.
What were you thinking? Why would you do that, Reagan?
She hated me. I'm sure she hated me. And I'm sure I messed up her shift.
Yeah.
Like, so thinking about like lying to someone, I cannot handle the guilt of that.
I'm with you. There's an art. Do you have to have a little be at least slightly sociopathic? You know, I don't know if there is can you be a little bit of a sociopath to be able to? I
think you can have tendencies.
Yeah, to be able to like be a good liar. I think you have to have the ability to fully envelop yourself in that lie. Like, you know, I can't even keep accents during a play.
I have some family members that are like excellent liars. Like,
my
can
father
look
was amazing.
Look you dead in the face and lie to you, and make you the bad guy in a lie. Mm-hmm. And you're like, there's something about people who are that good at lying where you actually go, especially in the heat of the moment, you're like, am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Is this guy actually green?
Right.
Like, maybe it is.
I think I have one exception. I'm good at like for my lectures in my classroom, I often teach through storytelling.
Sure.
Right. And so I'll tell stories about real life. And sometimes there'll be like a small detail that I'll change it doesn't fit exactly, but this really helps get the point. It's mostly a true story, but I've been telling some of those stories for so many years now, 20 years of teaching, that I don't
Where's
even remember.
Truth?
No, but like it is like that. So, I mean, I'm technically lying for many of these stories, there are lies interspersed, but sure. I've told the lie so many times in my lecture that I can't remember the truth because my brain is so broken that I have no, like, I don't even remember what was the truth. What was the truth?
You know what? If it comes down to something could embarrass someone, like a white lie. Mm-hmm. Not like I'm going to set someone up for failure.
Positive lies, I think, are different.
But like if it was like they tripped or something. Yeah. I did not see it. Unless we're both laughing
that's
about
different.
It.
That's different, yeah.
No, but like those are lies. Like that type of lying.
I guess you're right, yeah.
For the greater good of something.
Yeah.
I'm 10 toes down on those lies. Mm-hmm. Like I will back those lies.
Because I think there's a difference though between – like there is a delineation you have to make between like because I can lie, like if I have a surprise gift for somebody,
yes,
I am amazing at. Did something just flash behind me?
I swear
I just saw like a flash somewhere. Am I okay? Anyways, if there was a flash in the recording, you let me know.
Okay,
at this point,
leave a comment. But,
yeah, leave a comment telling me if you saw. If I'm not losing my mind, I swear there was like a flash somewhere. Is there paparazzi in the room?
Oh my God, they got you.
Yeah, but if it's like for a gift for somebody, yes. Like a surprise, I think we've talked about this on the show before, but if it's something like that, I don't consider, I mean, I know, I guess technically they're lies. They're not, it's not true, but it's like, it feels like that's not a real lie.
You know what I think it is though? Mm-hmm. Because like, I think I've brought this up before. My aunt is a mm-hmm. psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. Or no, so, that's wrong. My aunt is a therapist. You lied to me. I lied to you. No, my aunt is a therapist. She's a doctor, but she's a mm-hmm. therapist. And we've talked about like lying and liars. I think we've talked about this before, but it's mm-hmm. like we are okay with lying because we feel justified in the reason for the lie. Mm-hmm. Like when we're doing it for good, we're like, okay, this is for a good reason. This is for mm-hmm. kindness. And it's like they're equally as justified in their lie, but it's about their reason, which is like what, like it's just a nefarious yeah. reason. It's like, right. I want to get out of this.
I guess that's what you have to, it's, you have to have the brain that can justify the means to the, you know.
Yeah. Like the ends justify the means.
Yeah. The ends justify the means. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Cause they're like I, the liars I know, I like you, like, oh, people feel guilty. No. No, you could catch them. I have caught people in lies and they're like, mm-hmm. nope. Mm-hmm. And then that's, do you know who Dr. Romney is?
That sounds familiar.
Narcissist expert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She has said, I think it was on a Red Table Talk actually, but she has said like the difference, and this is probably a brutal misquote, but just sorry. Right. But the difference between like a liar and like someone who's narcissistic or has something else going on is like, if you're just lying and you're given evidence that you're lying, a mm-hmm. lot of times they're going to admit that they lied. Mm-hmm. But if you have something else going on, like a narcissistic person, you could mm-hmm. give them evidence that they lied and they're going to stay and say, no, I mm-hmm. didn't. Like when faced with evidence, if they don't shift, they just, right. they're like, no, actually, I'm mm-hmm. going to gaslight you. I don't care what evidence, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that's very... A lot. I know some people like that. I'm like, Jesus. Right. I feel bad about everything. You don't feel bad about anything.
Is there any worse feeling than getting caught in a lie? I don't know if there. As far as there are obviously worse feelings that exist, but mm-hmm. like, God, the thing that when there's no reason for it. Like, it's a little white. Like, because I don't lie about mm-hmm. anything big because I know myself and I know I'll get caught. But, like, when you lie for no reason, like reading a book or seeing a movie, you know, it's yes. like, oh, have you seen that movie? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, why?
What's your favorite part?
The first part. What's your favorite part? And it's so obvious at that point that you mm-hmm. didn't. But you can't, like, well, because it's, there's no, there would have been zero consequences for telling the truth. Have you seen that TV show? Yes. It's one of my favorite shows.
I had the other day, I was like not listening and I recognized while my wife was talking that I was not listening. Mm-hmm. So we were watching the show Alone. Uh-huh. I don't know if you know that show, but it's like they send them out into the woods or some mm-hmm. crazy environment and they have to literally be by themselves. They have like 12 items or something, and then they have to survive with mm-hmm. no human interaction. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. But she was trying to, I didn't know it. I didn't understand at the time. She was mm-hmm. trying to describe the show to my daughter. And so she was like, oh, and did you know they built that shelter like all by themselves? And I didn't click what was happening, but I clicked that I should have been listening. And so I was like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. That's the point of the show is that build this shit. And they like, and she's like, I was talking to the child.
I've done that before. Like,
oh, interesting.
Oh, okay. Wow.
She's like, that was a very enthusiastic response.
That is probably, I guess if that counts as a lie, I've done that before where, and like my wife knows it, where I'm like, my brain just hasn't yes. switched into the conversation. And I've tried to be a lot more honest about that now. And I've gotten better at being like, I'm sorry. I was still thinking about the thing I was doing for at least the first 20 seconds of you talking. Yes. And I have no idea why. So I've gotten better at like admitting it. And I found that leads to a lot less problems.
Step one.
Yeah. But I've definitely in the past been like, And I realize, oh no, I can't tell them I didn't know what they. So you're piecing together what it is, and just hoping they don't ask you questions until you figured out what it was that you missed.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I should lie, because like I'm not going to say the show because it's a good show, but there's a TV show that my wife and I have been watching for years, and the past season I just haven't been into it. I'm like, it's fine. It's still a good show. It's just, maybe it's just me. Whatever reason, then nothing's changed. Mm-hmm. And I'm not as interested. So the other night I had my headphone and I was listening to my book while we were watching it together. I'm just in my own world of the book, staring at the TV screen.
Yeah.
And she said something to me about it. And I was like, oh, I'm not watching. And she was like, I thought we were watching this together right now. I was like, oh, we're at a critical point in the book I'm listening to, and I'd rather hear that right now than watch the show. And she was like, but you really like the show. I was like, I did really like the show.
Not today.
And I could say it was I felt so bad because it did feel like, I was like, oh no, I've been misleading you in thinking that I still really like this show. I felt bad because she was like, this is a show. It's a show we watch together.
That happens to me all the time, where my wife loses usually, or me. One of us will lose interest in the show, and it's like you don't want to admit that, like, I don't really like this.
I like that it still brings her joy, so I don't want to be like, I don't really, and because there's not a lot of time we have to watch TV with the
kids. Yes, precious
and
time.
So I'm like, okay, I like that you watch this. I like sitting with you on the couch. You know, I like being with you. I'm still getting most of what I enjoy about watching this show with you.
Right.
I just want to hear my book right now. It's just, there's a different story. We can both win right now.
What is it called? It's like ADHD or like a non-neurotypical, like to do, like where they both do something together, two different things. Parallel something?
I don't think. I
know
there's,
you know, a talking about?
Body doubling.
Body doubling. There's another one that's another word for it, where you do two, you're both doing that separate activities together.
Together.
But body doubling. Yes. It's like, sometimes you just have to be clear that that's what you're doing.
Right.
Because if they think you're doing the same
activity. But I feel bad because there was a shift, because this was for years. This is a show that we were both into. And it happens to me with a lot of shows. Like, you know, there's a couple like really famous shows. I'll share these ones. I have not seen like Battlestar Galactica. Have you ever watched it? I was really into it. I never saw the last three episodes.
Wow. That's a rough cut.
I know. I didn't see the last three. And it's the big finale. At first it was because I wanted to wait for the right time to watch it, like to finish the series. I wanted to, so I could devote myself to it. And then life got in the way and I was like, I never got around to it. I never saw the last season of Lost.
I never saw any of Lost. Isn't that crazy?
I was super into Lost.
Didn't it go off the rails, though?
Yeah. But it was, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was. It's, you know, I was into it. Mm-hmm. It was very, I think as far as I remember, it was like they replaced the entire writing, like writers behind it or something like that. And so it was like the original ideas were just kind of changed into something. I don't remember. You correct us in the comments.
Yeah, I know they will. Yeah. I definitely, The Walking Dead was one that I really liked. And then all of a sudden I was like, ah.
I've only seen the first season of that.
Lost interest. Yeah. I just was like, I don't.
There's too many. Sometimes like if I fall too far behind, I'm like, I can't. Isn't it like 12 seasons? How many seasons of The Walking Dead are there?
And now there's multiple versions too.
Yeah, there's like Don't Fear the Walking Dead and
Beware of the Walking Dead. 11
seasons of Walking Dead. I can't. When am I gonna find time to?
It was really good.
Seasons. It was of the season I watched. I liked.
I thought, but then eventually I was like, like I was out before Negan. I was out before that.
I don't even know.
Which I'm glad what because that is, so. He kills one of the characters I really like.
Tell me spoilers.
He's an evil guy. He's gonna kill somebody.
It's only been 15 years since the show came out.
You know what? There are some characters that they're just like, he's introduced as someone who's gonna kill someone.
Right.
So you don't have to worry.
I have a weird ability though to avoid spoilers. Like of like shows that I want to watch.
Put your phone down.
Like it'll. Well, I don't. I'm good at like not seeing the spoil. Like my wife would be like, oh yeah, I saw. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't know how, but like it'll be a movie that's been out for a month that I really want to see, and I'm in all the fandom things for, that I just shut down because I hate spoilers so much.
I made a huge error.
Oh, no.
I did, after when Stranger Things, when the series finale came out, I posted a conspiracy theory about it, or like there's something was open-ended, and I posted my theory on the open-endedness.
Right.
And someone was like, it was like the day later or something. And someone was like, oh, where'd you go?
I'm here, sorry. I meant to hit the microphone so I could cough.
Jesco's gone. He doesn't want to hear this. So I posted it, and then someone's like, I hope nobody who hasn't seen it has, because I just started talking, and I guess I should have said spoilers. So then I like dropped it down because I was like, oh God, I'm going to spoil it. So I literally took it down, re-edited it to have like Stranger Things and then me saying spoilers and put it back up because I was like, oh God, because I hate when that happens. I've had that happen to me.
Yeah.
It's the worst. You're like, I had one of the biggest twists of Stranger Things spoiled for me. I was like, but it wasn't even spoiled. They knew it was the outcome, or that they knew that it was like a theory.
Can I give you an idea of just how good? Because I still think I want to watch Stranger Things at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what the show's about. That's how, like, just to give you that, I literally.
Strange Things.
I know there's something to do with D&D because I've seen I've seen people talking about Dungeons and Dragons more often, and so I've seen that connection. Literally, is it live play D&D? I don't know. I know it's not, but like I don't know it's not because I haven't seen an episode. But it is funny. I know absolutely nothing about the show at all.
It is one of the only times, like the insanity that went on with people. It reminded me of Game of Thrones, but because of the way that the Duffer brothers like talked about it and have always been like, there's more to it and this is secretly this and make sure to watch this episode and there's an undercurrent and it's going to be a dark Christmas or whatever. People were so unhappy with the finale that they have this crazy theory that like it wasn't the finale and there's actually going to be another finale.
Okay.
And like people are still thinking that it is the wildest thing to watch.
How many shows can you think of where people didn't hate how it ended?
Oof. I can more think of how people hated
it. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, I think like maybe Breaking Bad.
People really didn't like the way that one ended. That was but you know, what's so funny is like you have the Duffer brothers saying, we've known all along how it was going to go out. And clearly they didn't. They're a liar. They're a lying liar who lies.
Right.
And then you have Breaking Bad, which, you know, arguably has a really great finale. And they're like, oh, we were totally just making it up. They're like, we didn't know one season to the next exactly what we were going to do. It's like, just be honest. It looks worse when you're lying. Like, it's, I said before the finale came out, I was like, the Duffer brothers are our bad boyfriends because of all the, like, they just keep acting like they're doing good things and they're not. And they're just, it's like, they're trying to gaslight us into thinking these things. And then this finale comes out and I'm like, oh, because they're still there. It's like they're trying to make us think they're smarter than they are. Mm-hmm. They knew more than they did. They were always planning this. And it's like, if you were just honest, people would be less crazy about it. If you were just like,
I wonder if they get test audiences of people like me who like,
it's great.
I have told you this before. I liked how I Met Your Mother ended.
I knew.
Which is like one of the most universally hated endings.
I hate it.
I was like, this is a great show. And I remember my wife like,
how dare you?
I've met like one other person that's ever been like, yeah, no, I liked it. Like Game of Thrones, I was like, yeah, it's a good ending.
Oh, you know, here's what I think it is. Yeah. Just like Game of Thrones. I think, hot take.
Yeah.
I think the Duffer brothers, well, one, there's the divorce gate theory, which I don't think is necessarily wrong. One of the Duffer brothers was married to is the writer and director, maybe, of Fear Street.
Mm-hmm.
So she was someone who was like really into queer storylines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And without getting into the details of it, there's like some queer storylines that go just get messed up. Okay. And so like when the divorce happened is kind of around the time the writing got not as mm-hmm. good. So there's a theory that that was potentially why that she was maybe involved in the writing process, mm-hmm. which like I think could be very true. Cause like if I have fellow writers that I'm around, mm-hmm. I collaborate with them. Even if it like, right. I have this idea, like, what do you
of
think?
Course,
like,
of course.
So that makes sense to me, but so I think that might be part of it. But I also think they got really wrapped up in their own sauce. Like they were really mm-hmm. like where it's like they got way too precious with everything. Mm-hmm. Like you could just tell, like it was almost like they thought they were doing this crazy amazing thing, which mm-hmm. is not that it's not crazy and amazing necessarily, right. but it's the inability to be like objective, I think, and look mm-hmm. at things. Like there's, I feel like there's so many things that if they had somebody who was also not like, this is the best, rah, rah, like right. that maybe they would identify,
right.
hey, this, maybe this is, we this isn't tied up, or maybe this character needs more screen time or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like even in the behind the scenes, you can just tell they really were like, we are amazing. We are doing the best things and we are the best guys. And
right.
They also, I just did a video on this. So this is not related to the show. But there was a time where one of the children, there's like a dummy that was made, I won't tell you why, of one of the kids mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. one of the scenes. And the Duffer brothers sent to, now I found out, the child's mother to mm-hmm. let him see it mm-hmm. of them punching it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then there was a – what?
There a reason for it? Like, I'm
they
so
said
confused.
It was a prank.
Okay.
Can you imagine getting a video of a dummy of you, like, as a yeah. child? Like, think about, like, were you in plays and stuff as a kid? Did you do any?
I was one of the wise men in our, there you go. Yeah.
Imagine if there was a little dummy of you and the director sent you a video of them punching you. What the hell? Like, what's wrong with them? And then there was, like, a kiss scene because one of the child actors had – number one, had never kissed anybody, mm-hmm. but they like pranked them by saying like, oh, your kissiness today. And it hadn't even been written yet. There was no kiss mm-hmm. scene. They were just trying to freak them out.
Right.
And when they noticed how freaked out they were,
right.
they wrote a scene in and said that. They're like, it's your fault the kiss scene was in there because mm-hmm. you were acting so freaked out. I'm like, so mm-hmm. a child let you know they were uncomfortable with kissing.
Right.
And you wrote it in. And also you pranked them. Like, can you mm-hmm. imagine being a child and someone be like, hey, you have to kiss someone today. Your first kiss is happening today.
Right. Because also, me as a child, I would have been shitting myself.
Same. I'd be like,
oh, God. I would not have slept for 3 days leading up to it.
They told mm-hmm. them on set. The child arrived on set and two brothers who are grown yeah. men were like, let's prank this. And it was a female.
If they tell, oh, okay.
Could it be with a woman? Please.
Please.
Yeah. So, and the other one was there's a scene where a child, I'm trying to give you no spoilers. There's a scene where a child is in distress, like being hurt by a bad character. Uh-huh. And there was a whole conversation with one of the Duffers where he was like smiling and laughing and enjoying it. And Millie Bobby Brown's like, yeah, you looked kind of psycho. Like you looked mm-hmm. like a sociopath or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, I was the only one. Everyone else was freaking out. And I was like enjoying this child in pain. I'm like, sure. You know what? I think we need to have a stricter rules or like mm-hmm. a vetting process of who we give children to. Like there's just on like truly like I like joking aside, like I would kind of be teehee about this, but like mm-hmm. in all reality, like how many times have we handed children over to freaks? Like mm-hmm. bad. I don't know if they're, I know that they're clearly those are weird things to do. Right. I'm not saying that they're predators. I'm saying that's fucking weird that you guys did that as grown men and still stand by it to this day. Yeah. Like there's not enough in between like a director and a script and then mm-hmm. children.
Mm-hmm.
True.
No, I agree. Agreed.
But anyways, that's good at some parts. It's very good at some parts. It's very
good. I'll watch it at some point. Probably. I don't know. There's so many, I kind of wanted to, I think it'd be funny if I were to watch like the top, like the Criterion Collection or something like that. Cause I've not seen any good movie. I don't think I've ever seen an Academy Award winning movie. other than like bad ones. Like I've seen of the past like 50, I think I've probably seen one or two.
I'm so behind now. I haven't seen shit.
But every time, every year when I see like best movie nominations, I'm like, you could be making this up, and I would have ooh, no idea. I have no idea. I think it was it was either this year or last year where I remember the listing of like when they had that, like, mm-hmm, these are the 20 movies being considered or something like that. There was not a single movie that I had ever heard of on that. I don't know what's wrong with me. That's me. It's one thing to not have seen them because life gets busy.
To not have heard of them.
They did not exist. And it's for like, it's one thing, I've never heard of like this random movie that was at limited play in like a specific theater. That happens. But for none of the top 20 movies of the year.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? Like, how did that happen?
I feel like it used to be more, like, there used to be more talk about, like, the movies coming out. And, like, for me, because, you know, social media is clearly, like, we have the algorithm, so we're, like, being fed the same things.
Right.
Like, a lot of times I'm seeing movies that there's something to, like, critique or something to talk about.
Right.
I'm rarely just seeing, like, flat-out movie reviews that have nothing to do with one of my interests. And so
I know
it's like
everything about the Marvel movies coming out, though.
What?
About the Marvel Universe. I can tell you a lot about that.
I did see what Thunderbolts. What were they? Mm-hmm. The Thundercats?
Thunderbolts.
Yeah,
Thundercats is a different movie. That's Lionel.
I liked some parts of it for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm so behind on Marvel. I haven't even seen The Madness.
Multiverse of Madness?
No idea.
No. The Doctor Strange one? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so behind that I'm like, I can't catch up. There's no way.
That is the one exception. I see every single Marvel movie right when they come out. And I've seen the Wicked movies. That's pretty much it.
Well, you got to get Fiero.
I got to see my new Fiero. It's true.
Oh, my God. And what a Fiero he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
I love him. Jonathan Bailey.
I'm assuming you saw it for good, right? We didn't talk about that at all yet. Did you not see it?
No, I've told you, I don't like Ariana Grande too much. I don't enjoy seeing her act.
She's actually, did you see the first Wicked at least?
No. I've told you this.
How did I know? I know, but my brain's broken. It's still, so I'm, this is a genuine double shock.
This is what it's like to be friends with Chesco. I'll tell him things and then get the same shocked reaction. Yeah. The eighth time I remind him.
It's kind of, it's going to be a little fun at least, right? What? That's a really cool thing that you've never told me before.
I love a reaction. So it's actually a wonderful friendship. Like any news I tell you, you're like, oh, what?
No.
It's great.
I swear somebody else that happened.
Because you'll never be the one that's like, you've told me this before.
No.
You're always like, I've never heard, your name is Reagan?
I forgot your wife's name the other day. I was like, yeah, you know Reagan's wife.
It's also because
Hold on.
I don't say her name when we talk.
I know. But that's almost unfair. It only took me about 20 seconds to think of it. But I still felt bad. I was like, what is happening? This is like, I should know.
You're like, I actually don't know anything about her.
I want you to see Wicked. It's like, it's so good.
Ugh. I hate Ethan Slater too.
I know. It's like if you can, and I know like, it's just, it's, they do, they actually play the parts really well. If you can like divorce them in your mind from like,
that's like, my
she
problem.
Does
I don't
play
do that
a
well.
Good Linda. Like she, it's like, it's, if you can forget that it's Ariana Grande and just like watch it for like what it is, or Galinda.
Galinda?
If you could somehow like get, Just try to like pretend like she's not.
I know. I have a hard time with it. I'll give you an example. Stranger Things, David Harbour.
Yeah.
I have heard Lily Allen's album.
Mm-hmm.
I know too much.
Yeah.
And I see him, I'm like, you son of a bitch.
At the very least, like rent it and fast forward through Ariana Grande's parts to see Cynthia Erivo's parts. Because good
I
God.
I do love Cynthia Erivo
like,
as a performer.
Her
her singing I should have mentioned that when we were talking about like people we theater people we like seeing. Was that on this or was that on the pre-show?
I don't think I don't. It was pre-show. I think it was pre-show.
On the pre-show, we were talking about Broadway or theater people that we like, singers, and like Cynthia Erivo. Like when she sang the Harriet Tubman, what was the I don't remember what the song was called.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But I was like, holy shit.
But like, I've listened to the Wicked soundtrack 1,000 times in my life, and for good. And The Wizard and I were never like in my top, like my most listened to ones. I didn't really listen to those that much in the original. And that's not to, because Adina is so shitty. Like, that's not a knock on Adina, right? Like, it's,
I love her.
Obviously, I know. But it's for whatever, those songs never, I never looked at those songs as like.
Didn't hit.
They weren't the one, they were like, I'd be like, those are very good songs. That's why I like, they're part of the whole of me liking the musical.
Yes.
But. The Wizard and I specifically was probably in before the movie bottom two or three of my songs that I listened to. Seeing Cynthia sing that, I cried. Like I was
really?
Like, this is it's so
okay. I'll check
good.
It out.
It's so good.
I feel
and
like
for good is like oh my.
I feel like when they add. I love For Good anyways.
Yeah,
I feel like
the way they did it was so
when it's for a film, they like will add certain songs, like a depth to them.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. The narrative of that song changed for me. It wasn't just like the, it was like seeing it and seeing her face and her expressions.
Yes.
It was like,
up close.
Like
that's the other thing.
Yeah. Because it's different. Yeah.
You can see every micro expression versus like when you're trying to express to a full theater.
Subtle songs do not hit in on a stage. Yeah. And that goes for even acting. You can't, subtlety doesn't always work as well in any sort of play format.
Well, friends, we started on. Oh. We started on.
I forgot we were even recording a show right now.
And ended on Wicked.
I don't even think we really talked about the video.
We talked. I would give it 10 minutes.
A little, maybe?
This is what happens. We haven't talked enough over.
We haven't talked in like 3 weeks.
Break. And now we just are.
Let me talk about this other thing I thought about. There's another thing I thought about.
I will tell you, you were like. Mm-hmm. You and my wife are like when I have like, I have this thing I really need to talk about. And my poor wife, at least you were like, yes, I also hyperfixate on things. My poor wife is like, what? Why this I one specific thing?
We should remember, and we do text all the freaking time, but we should remember that we can call each other when it's not being recorded. It's okay for us to talk.
We text. You can't get it across in text. When I tell a story, I need... to tell you.
We will text and be like, oh, I have something to tell you.
I know. And then we're like, when we're recording.
And by the time we record, it's like we're already on to something else at that point.
Yeah, I never remember what it is. No. I just remembered something I was going to tell you that I forgot to tell you, but here we are.
Here we are.
Okay. Well, friends, thank you so much for being here. As you know, we have the Patreon, which we have a pre-show. We talked more about Fiero on that, if you like this topic.
If you really want to hear our Wicked thoughts.
And truly wicked from your perspective. And other than that, check out our socials and we will see you next week.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you.